There are two findings from political science research that I think are especially relevant to understanding Speaker Ryan's decision to retire. First, members of Congress, including members and their party's leadership like Ryan, attach real value to being in the majority party, the party with the most seats in the House, rather than the minority party. They can do things to enact policies they like, and so forth. It's also easier to raise money while in the majority. Second, members engage in quote-unquote strategic retirements, choosing to retire when they think that it is likely that they will face a tough re-election campaign, and maybe even be defeated. Given the large number of retirements by Republican members, the Speaker may be calculating that the Republicans could lose their majority in the 2018 elections. If this occurs, service in the chamber starting in 2019 would be less fulfilling for him in terms of his ability to accomplish his policy and political goals. Additionally, though it's unlikely, the Speaker could be defeated in his own district in his own race for re-election, as Speaker Tom Foley was in 1994, during a bad year for the Democrats. Were this to happen, it could take the shine off any future political ambitions the Speaker has, for example, running for president.